Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. That's right. Share it. Thumbs up, like, follow. Okay. That's what I want you all to do. I want you to share it everywhere because my man, Dr. Paul Alexander is going to be on with me tonight as we talk about this traitor named Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on with me tonight. Yes. And we're going to talk about these traitors, bastards that don't mean our country no good. All right. And some more stuff. All right. So I want you all to share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air because sharing is caring, baby. Sharing is caring, okay? Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. There's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Download it. And don't forget, you all, if you have any questions, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, and Frank Speech Live and X Live. Hello, darling. Hello, Life Coach Kelly. I see you, darling. I see you over there. Hello, Ida Loach. I see you. Diane, I see you. The Blog Source. Hello, Shelly. I see everybody is already there just chatting away. I absolutely love it. And I love you all for being here. Thank you all so very much. Oh, shout out to each and every one of you all. You all help make the show. That's right. You helped make the show. Yes, Kelly, I see you, darling. Hello. All right. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, the Stripes TV, the Blessed News Network, to Eagle News Network, and all of the different network that is carrying the Diamond Show Chit Chat Live show. Shout out to you all. Thank you all so much for carrying the show on your platforms and on your network. Don't forget, you all, that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more right there at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Diamond, or you can use promo code Trump1, because he did win. All right. That's what you can do. Don't forget about the My Coffee. The coffee is delicious, y'all, by the way. It's really delicious. You can go to mystore.com to get that My Coffee. As I always say, the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake, all right, with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond, all right, or Trump one. Either one, all right? A shout out to everyone. Someone else just came in. Shout out to you. I see you in my jungle. Hello, darling. I see you. The show is also sponsored to you all by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. Yes. Hopefully you all soon. I couldn't do it tonight, but maybe one day this week I'm going to share my protocol there for the hot flashes that's been doing the sister good. No night sweats. None of that. No hot flashes. Yes, it's actually feel colder to me, to tell y'all the truth. Okay. So I'm going to share my protocol with you, but I want you to go to patchthat.com, learn whatever you need to learn about the patches. I'm telling you, they are amazing. I love the fact that no medicine enters my body. I don't have to ingest anything. I just put the patches on the right points and go. That's all I have to do, you all. I absolutely love it. No medicines into my body, no drugs, no chemicals into my body. And guess what? It is money back guaranteed. They guarantee this product. Product is patented and I absolutely love it. The Ice Wave patch, the Eon patch, the S39 patch, the S49 patch. Oh my God, I've been wearing my energy enhancer patches, you know, when I go do my little working out and all of that different stuff. I absolutely love it. So you all, patchthat.com. If you have any issues purchasing the patches, or you want us to help you to figure out what patch may be good for you, and guess what? Go to patchthat.info. That's patchthat.info. So it's on the screen. Patchthat.info. Fill out that form and somebody will contact you back. All right. Oh, don't worry about the thumbs down, baby. Just ignore these people. You know, we have a lot of trolls that come over here on the different platforms. They want to hear what Silk has to say. That's right. What Silk has to say. They want to know. And maybe one day, you know, I can educate them. I get a lot of emails now where people are apologizing. They are apologizing to Diamond and Silk. That's right. Even though my sister's passed on, they still apologizing to Diamond and Silk because back in 2015 and 16, they really tried to take us through the ringer and call us all types of names. So now they've had the opportunity to live under President Trump's America versus Jim Crow Joe Biden's nightmare. And they like, oh, bring back Trump. You was right. That's right. Don't forget to all to support all of our other affiliates and sponsors at DiamondSilkStore.com and get the We Want Trump bumper stickers. We Want Trump bumper stickers is 2 for $5. Yes. The show is viewer supported. And guess what? This is how you support me. Okay? Go get the bumper stickers. We have the Diamond and Silk pen, the bling pens, and we still have the Trump pens. That's right. We still have the Trump pens. Yes. So go and get it. DiamondandSilkStore.com. Okay. DiamondandSilkStore.com. Also, you all, before I bring on my guest, I want you all to go to All Health Matters. All Health Matters. That's my domain name. And that's going to point you to the TWC Spike Support. That's right. That's what it's going to do. AllHealthMatters.com. Okay. Is where I want you to go to get some of the TWC Spike Support. And they have so many different other packages there at the Wellness Company. All right. The Wellness Company. Yes. Go on over there. All right. Dr. Paul Alexander is part of the Wellness Company. And I absolutely love it. I love that they are one of my affiliates. Okay. And I want you all to support them. If you want the Spike Support, go there to allhealthmatters.com. I also have it at the diamondandsilkstore.com. That's right. It's sitting right there. It says Spike Support. Just click on it and bing, you're right there. All right, you all, let me go ahead on and get this party started because I got a lot to say about this old bastard named House Speaker Mike Johnson. I surely do. And I know that my guests have something to say about it as well. So he's a former HHS COVID Task Force advisor during President Trump's administration. And he is the author of the book called Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump. Oh, yes, those evil bastards did. You all, please welcome to the show, my friend, Dr. Paul Alexander. Dr. Alexander, hello, darling.
Hi, Silk. Once again, thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm wow. honored and it's a privilege. And yes. Before I go further, I must give a shout out to Diamond and what you did together from the way in the beginning. Every time we talk, I can't talk to you without thinking about and showcasing her. So thank you.
Thank you so very much. Now, I want my producers, if you all can hear me, I want you all to see if you all can center Paul Alexander so that we can be the same height or something, okay? Because, you know, I know a lot of people going to be looking at this show, and before we get this party started, I want to make sure we can see each other, all right? And he's not down here and I'm up here. So see if y'all can get that kind of handle for me. Let me know what you need to do. But in the meantime, Dr. Paul Alexander, thank you so much for being on the show and being back with me. Because I've been reading a lot of your Substacks, and I really, really got to talk to you about this here. This Republican House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Yes, he is a traitor. He's betrayed mm-hmm. Americans, and he's betrayed all of us. And, you know, I saw a post that asks, who do you think should replace Mike Johnson? And I want to say real quick, my answer is no one in Congress. I think all of Congress should be fired. Them's the Democrats and the Republicans. They are supposed to hold the power of the purse on both sides, and but both sides keep giving to their foreign interests, to their buddy buddies, you know. And hell, just fire the entire government, including the White House and all of the three-letter organizations, because they're not working for the betterment of America. They're actually viewing us as domestic terrorists while allowing terrorists into our country. So I think they need to get rid of all of them. I think they're all ain't nothing but traitorous bastards, and that they are basically being blackmailed, threatened, and so forth. So they can't work for the good of Americans. So why are they even there? Why are we even paying taxes to them? But anywho, that's my spiel and I'm sticking to it. But I've been reading your Substack, sir. Incredible. And that's what I really want to talk about. You know, the different things that you basically been talking about when it comes down to the House Speaker Mike Johnson betraying America. I just want us to the unthinkable. They sold Americans to the highest bidder, and the Speaker Johnson did the sale. Yes, we thought by removing Kevin, talking about Kevin McCarthy, that we fit some failed Congress actions. Yet Speaker Mike Johnson is appearing to be a sellout traitor. He gave the deep state military complex all of these wins. And the first thing you talked about was FISA. All right, that 702. So please, when you was writing this here, what was your thought about all of these different points with the 702 extending with no warrant against the wishes of the American people? What about extending with no warrants against the Constitution?
Of course, and you raise a lot of good points, and I would urge your listeners to also, as you said, check out that company that we all support, TWC, TWC.health. But let me get straight to the point. The point is, Mike Johnson went against President Trump because on the matter of FISA and the 702, which really we were saying, you can't have FISA still on deck when it was used to basically topple Trump. They ran this fraud inquiry and impeachment using the bogus FISA where they eavesdropped on him, violated President Trump. And yet, when it came up now for renewal, we have this new speaker who they said was going to do everything correct and by the book and represent the will of the people. Yet he pushed through the bill with no warrant. He could have at least given us that protection. So now we have none. They'll have none. So they can eavesdrop on Americans, the deep state, the military industrial complex. And what fascinated me is Trump said no, kick out, don't approve FISA. Yet Mike Johnson still went ahead. So he went even against POTUS Trump, but he really went against the will of the people. So I think he has to be fired, because that's just one grave misstep. Another misstep, Silk, is when we saw that photo of him in the back stairwell with the past speaker, Paul Ryan. I want your viewers to remember that Paul Ryan was probably one of the greatest traitors that has ever held public office. What he did to President Trump in his first 2 years of office was unspeakable. Paul Ryan worked with Mitch McConnell to prevent Trump any legislative victories. Everything that Trump did was even in with all of the madness that Paul Ryan wouldn't even give him the money for the wall. Nothing. And he was a Republican speaker, but he's not even was not even a rhino. He was worse than that. He was a traitor. Mm-hmm. And Mike Johnson now, with what he's done between Pfizer and these Ukraine, Taiwan, all of these different foreign aid bills, is worse because we have people on the street in America homeless. We have a border where we have illegal people coming in who are going to harm Americans. We have 400 terrorists, 400. The border services has told us were hardened Islamist terrorists that turned up on our border. So we have a serious problem. Yet this guy is not, he didn't give $1. This is what I want your viewer to understand.
Come on.
In
yes.
Bill, not $1 went to the border. Not one.
Well, not $1 went to anything that's going to be beneficial to Americans.
No.
Everything went to their foreign interests. Okay? That's what it went to. And so my question to you, do you think that Mike Johnson is being blackmailed or threatened by one of these three-letter organizations?
Well, we have to think so. And I've been writing that too, because there are a lot of people that comment on my writings and they're saying, I mean, people bring up all sorts of things. They delve into personal issues. I don't know people's personal lives. I'm just going by what right. I'm seeing him doing right now. Again, for him to be photoed walking in a secret meeting with Paul Ryan in the House of Congress in the basement is a very troubling thing, because Paul Ryan should not even be allowed to walk in to the U.S. Congress. And for this speaker mm-hmm. to be taking advice from a previous speaker who destroyed President Trump's first 2 years, that is a very serious red flag. Something is very wrong with that picture. And we need Mike Johnson to explain to us what he was talking to Paul Ryan about. And why? Why is that my business and your business
why?
Still?
Yep.
Yours? Because we pay damn tax. And we pay
That's
his
right.
salary. He works for you and I and your viewers.
Right.
He belongs to us. So when you're in that building, when you piss in the men's toilet, you need to tell
yep.
me why and how. Because it's my money paying for that toilet.
Colleen Snake with a smirk on his face. He did it.
Yeah.
This other Kevin McCarthy, same way. Mike Johnson, they were, oh, he's a Christian. Oh, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. He went right up in there and got in bed with the devil and did the same exact thing. Nothing for we the people, but they're just spending all of this money, dishing all of this money out for all of these things. And then when you talk about, go ahead.
So what I want to ask you, I mean, we are having a discussion. Let's say we are sitting
yes.
on your kitchen table, even with your viewers.
Yep.
Why today, in April 16th or 18th, whatever date of 2024, must the United States government that survives off of our tax money, why must we still be giving foreign countries any foreign aid?
Any.
We should
yeah.
not be giving people any money. It's been 100 years of this. There's been tens of trillions of dollars we have given. Countries should pay us. We shouldn't be giving them money. Germany, Europe, they should pay us, because Japan, all these countries, for all of these decades of our warships and soldiers out there protecting them, we should be
mm-hmm.
getting money from our treasury. We should give them not $1. I'm against all this foreign aid.
Amen to that. And see, when we're giving money to all of this, to these different foreign countries for their foreign aid, the people, their people, their citizens is coming across our borders illegally and still getting money. So it's like they're double dipping, as far as I am concerned. However, when it comes down to these wars, Dr. Paul Alexander, I really truly believe with all of this money going back and forth that it's a money laundering scam. I
yep.
really truly believe it, because I look at how the Biden regime, how they gave money to Iran, they gave money to the enemies, they give money. To that country. It's just like, it's like, this is deliberate. I believe that it's calculated and deliberate for our money to be siphoned through what they call a war so it can come back to the Democrats. So they can have billions of dollars to be able to fund all of their trickery.
Yeah, and we saw some of that with that Sam Bankman-Fried guy in that SPX or whatever you want. That Ponzi scheme crypto fraud that collapsed. We got to find out as that hearing went on that what that crypto thing was really was a Ponzi scheme, a slush fund for the Democrats, because what was happening was that he was funneling back the money to the Democrat campaign to Congress people who were running. So they concoct their scheme. Look, when Zelensky, this guy who you go on the internet, you could find him dancing in these leather clothes with these pumps. I mean, just his social is an issue. But let's not be personal. Let's just talk about the fact that we giving him $61 billion again. I will bet almost my life that hundreds of millions of dollars of that money is going into his pocket and their pockets. And what I've been told today, and I wrote a Substack, is coming out about maybe 11:30, so it hasn't come out yet before your show. Mm-hmm. Somebody connected inside of Congress wrote me and said, Paul, we want to let you know so you could put a word out on your Substack, which is that what happened in the end with Mike Johnson was, and this person is almost, I will just say on anonymity, a congressperson.
Okay.
He said that five Rhino Republican Congress members threatened in the end that they were going to bail so that Mike Johnson would lose his speakership and the Democrats would then be able to put Jeffers Hakim as the speaker. They threatened that unless the funding for Ukraine went through, these are rhinos, that they will topple Mike Johnson. So I put that out in the Substack. They said, put it out. I'm putting it out. And that's number one. Number two, Mike Johnson went on the television 2 days ago, and this is what he said. Quote, I will use the word para in case I get a word or two wrong or misstated, but what I'm saying is what he said. He said
paraphrasing,
he could not get the Israel funding in place. He was told that if he wants the Israel funding, he has to fund Ukraine. Now, I can't understand the madness in this, and I'll be very straightforward with you.
Be all straightforward. Countries,
they give $10 billion to Taiwan. Taiwan is one of the richest countries in the world. Taiwan is the country that makes all of the semiconductors and chips that we use, and what all of this madness with China really is about, with taking of Taiwan or the threat to take Taiwan. These are not countries that are floundering. So there's something going on. People are becoming enriched and given our tax. But we cannot, we are $34 trillion in debt.
Yep.
Trillion.
Not only that, we have an open border. Our cities, they look like hell holes, you know?
Yes.
Fentanyl coming across the border. But our own FBI agency, they want to take and target innocent American citizens and deem us as domestic terrorists, like we're terrorizing the country. But we got people that's coming over here into our country and not no money towards securing our borders.
So that, I think, in this show that you're doing tonight, I think that is the most important point. Whilst we are arguing that it's $95 billion that they gave away again of our tax dollars, what is so offensive of Mike Johnson, why he should be fired, is he fronted us so much, disregarded us so much, that he didn't even say, okay, $60 billion to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, $10 billion to Taiwan, 8 billion to
$1.
You could have find $1 for us, and you give us nothing, brother. It's almost like you say, you slap all Americans up, get the hell out of here. We can take your money to the hell we want with it. It is the craziest situation I've ever. Not $1.
And like you said in one of your Substacks on December 5th, 2023, he said no border security, then no Ukraine funding. Yet he did the complete opposite.
Well, Sue, you asked the question. And now we could go to it because it's a troubling question you ask. If in 2023, Mike Johnson went on record and said, if we do not do anything about the border and put any funding in this bill for the border, no Ukraine funding. Yet now he turned around, gave them all of the money and not $1 for the border. So you ask the question, and the question is, what do they have over him? Does the deep state, there's a not just whispers, it's serious talk now, but the deep state have all of these alphabet agencies have a lot of information and intel. I think Bannon talked about it the other day on his show.
Yeah.
That they have secret information on each and every one of the Congress people. So if they engage in any scandalous behavior, they have it, and like they hold it over their heads, and they are the ones running the show. And when they want things passed, they get in touch with you and make you understand what they have. So the question is, do they have something over Mike Johnson? Because the flip that he just did is so troubling, because he went on record. And something is very wrong. And I will say it this way. You ask the question and I say, yes, I believe they must have something on him. And this guy comes across, when you look at him, you think he's like Pee Wee Herman. This guy's like a Leave It to Beaver, cleaver, slick, little glasses. You know, he looks like a little boy. And he's like, this guy is like, he's a saint or something. But the actions that he's taken is like a devil. He's probably worse than Kevin McCarthy.
Yep. Yeah, like a snake in the grass. Yes. I call him trans Republicans. He's really a Democrat identifying as a Republican. And then when you talk about, you know, if they don't have anything on him, you know, I was looking at some hearings where I'm understanding that they will plant something on you. Okay, they will plant something. That's exactly what I'm hearing. And it's not just Republicans, it's also Democrats. That's why Nancy Pelosi and them, they could pass something or want to go do something, and all Democrats fall in line, like sheep being led to the slaughter, and they all get in line and get on the same train and say absolutely nothing and push all of this bogus stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it, Silk, is this, you know, they have a lot of other substackers out there, and some people come into the forefront in the beginning, and some of them taking shots at President Trump. And here's what I'm telling them. I say, look, you show me somebody today who loves border like Trump, respects country and loves America like Trump, loves the flag like Trump. Show me a Democrat or Republican or Rhino. Show me any one of them, Nikki Haley. Show me anyone who will walk on a stage and hug that American flag. They don't have the testicles to do it. None of them. Trump does. Uh-uh. Show me somebody who loves my anthem, who respects my constitution, who loves the military, supports them, loves the police, loves law and order. Show me that person. You could tell me they're the most radical leftists. And I will vote for them. I will vote for them. Show me that person. But there is no one like that other than Trump. That is why you could show me his imperfections. But I'm trying to tell you, it's not that he is the best option. He is the only option right now. We have nobody else right now. to do what? We need to burn the alphabet agencies down. Now, we say, oh, Dr. Alexander said set everything afire. Okay, people, we don't mean literally. We mean figuratively. But we want them burned down to the floor, taken down to the studs, fumigated, and rebuilt. Only Trump has the potential to do it. No one else. And that's the key. We need Mandingo up in there now. We need like Rambo up in D.C. to Rambo everything and destroy it. And you could hate him. I don't care. I don't love President Trump. President Trump don't come to my... I know him. I had the pleasure of working with him. His administration. He don't come to my house. He doesn't invite me to his house. But I like the guy. I support him. And I know that in his hands, we have a chance.
We have a chance here.
To shape the ship of America. We don't have 4 more years of Democrat or some other person that need 3 years of a learning curve. We need Trump up in there just taking them to the woodshed and destroying it all and making decisions now and punishing people. We need that.
That's right. You know, we do need that Mandingo. Yes, we do. Right up in there, Mandingo. Somebody that don't have a problem going toe-to-toe against the status quo. Against Trump will be repaid to you. Each violation, and you want to strip him of Secret Service, you think you will get that so he can be hurt? Try it. It will come for you too. Strip him, you will get same in return. You too will be stripped, terminated. Secret Service protection for anyone sentenced to a year or more in jail. This is for Trump. And I spoke about that last night with this Benny Thompson, okay, who wanted to introduce this and want to talk about any person. Everybody don't have Secret Service. And the person that they're targeting is President Donald J. Trump. Okay?
Yep.
Just like they've been targeting President Donald J. Trump.
So, you and I know we're not stupid, and your viewers know.
That's right.
That every time these bastards send him up to New York or to Miami to those courthouses, they know the Secret Service is under strain. He have a lot of security, and I know God protects him, but they know they're trying hard to expose him. They know exactly what they're doing, like what they did Steve Scalise. They had those wackos amping up the public for somebody to take a shot at Scalise. I believe they either want to take all his money, imprison him, or get somebody to take a shot. And I'm saying this, for every violation of his rights, for everything you do to him in the legal system, for everything you do to him in his house, to float us, the First Lady, we will return it to you. We will not forget you. Because Bob Marley, I mean, you know, I come from the islands. You know, I like my little reggae. He had a song, a verse. The rain does not fall on one man's house. Today for you, for me, tomorrow for you. So what you do to me today, you know, there's a saying, when you're trying to kill a man, and you're walking with your shovel to dig his grave, please dig 2 graves for yourself too. That's why I'm warning people. You're trying to take Trump out. Be very careful what you do to President Trump, because he has 100 million man and woman standing army. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you may not pay what you owe, but you're going to reap what you sow. And this ain't got to be revenge. It's the rights. And when I see that black widow spider, Letitia James, and the Democrats trying to steal President Trump's wealth, trying to steal his property, trying to make him look like he's some type of carmen, some type of criminal, want to say that they're prosecuting him, but they can't show us a crime. That's why I say persecuting him, because they can't show us a crime. So how are you prosecuting him for something that's not even a crime? Okay. What you're doing is persecuting him. And this is something that they've been doing for a very, very, very long time. And I think, you know, now the people, because we have alternative media, underground media, we're not just stuck on this lamestream corporate media. People are being heard, alternative media, and hearing the truth about certain things that's going on. So now they can just sit and judge for themselves as to what's happening. And that's the reason why they're trying to take and have President Trump locked and blocked all up there and all of these different court cases that none of them are crimes. And not to mention, you know, I was just looking at the fact that Miss Julie Kelly, she was talking to Steve Bannon, and I'm hearing that the redacted information that the Biden White House, it's come out that the Biden White House, the Biden's DOJ, the Biden's FBI, Jack Smith, and a lot more of the Biden's goons, they were involved in developing a criminal case against President Trump for records mismanagement, and that it's been a criminal conspiracy to entrap President Donald J. Trump and to get Trump. And this has been as far back as early as May of 2021. These people have colluding, okay, coordinating to get Trump. And I asked the question, Dr. Paul Alexander, where the hell is Jim Jordan? Where the hell is the Republican Congress against this? We have this information to come out as clear as day. Where are you at on this?
See, so you asking the question, even this morning I was arguing with somebody. I want to tell you about Mar-a-Lago, a meeting down there. But I want to say this. We looking on and saying, but hold on. Here are these Republicans. They come around every 2 years and tell us, give us power, give us power, give us power. And when we give you the power, you show us that all you're really interested in is wine and cheeses. You're not interested in governing. You're not interested in using the levers and the power of government. You have a president out there swaying in the wind. And you're not using every possible legislative, legal, authoritative tool to protect the guy. You, Jim Jordan, none of you. All of you. You like to have meetings, but the guy out there facing it on his own. So it's almost as though, you see, the difference is Democrats know when they get power, how to use it, and how to use it malevolently even, but they know how to, you have to admire them. I admire Democrats, how they use the government and the Justice Department to their own advantage. And I'm going to tell you something, Sil. I know in your orbit, we can't name names and stuff, but I know you are a connected person. Because you have done a lot for America. You stood up for President Trump. So you know the right people too, and you're involved. Myself too, I worked in the Trump administration. So every few weeks, I meet with people. I'm within the Trump orbit. And recently, I went down to Fort Myers to have a meeting with people involved in the re-election. I can't say names. I can't discuss what we discussed, but I'll say one thing that we discussed that your listeners must understand. What they told me surprised me. They said, Paul, because we were talking about what your possible role could be, you know, as the scientist, advisor in the past, whatever. They said, our problem right now, Paul, is not November the 3rd, we've realized. We already begin to put things together. Our problem, we believe that we're going to take him to November and he's going to win. Our problem now, and I want you to understand and begin talking about it and informing all your readers and all everyone. The problem is, how do we get him from November the 3rd to January 20th, 2025? That 2.5 month period, they're going to do the left, the deep state, the rhinos will do everything to stop him from putting his hand on that Bible. That 2.5 month period is our problem. Not him winning. He is going to win. The problem is they may try to take him out. And I am telling your listeners, do you remember when I think it was Obama had won the election? And that night, thousands of people who were Obama supporters converged on Washington, left their houses, and they surrounded the White House peacefully. Yes. And you admire that. Peacefully, they were happy, his supporters. I am telling you. This time with President Trump, November 3rd, when he's declared, we need to go by the millions and surround that White House, surround where he is to protect him, because they are going to go for President Trump. They will not, at the highest levels of Trump re-election, they told me in words, they're already hearing the discussions between Antifa, BLM, and some sick, dark forces. They're going to do everything they could to prevent Trump from putting his hand in that Bible. We, the public, going to have to protect him by the millions. Surround Mar-a-Lago, anywhere he goes, we need to go by the millions so nobody could get to him. We're not going to leave it up to the Secret Service or his security. And that's the message I'm putting out.
That's right. And it's November the 5th, you know, that's the election day, November the 5th of this year. But let me also say that I'm looking at how they have all of these different protests right now. And all of these different protests breaking out here, breaking out there. You notice that? And I'm like, okay, this reminds me now of the summer of 2020. All right. And how they did what they did to reap havoc, to create chaos, confusion, all of the different things that they did back in 2020. They're starting it up right now with these schools. And I believe that a lot of these so-called protesters are paid protesters, is what I truly, truly do believe. They are paid to do what they're doing out there because they want to scare the public. They want us all scared.
They want to scare us, and they want you to feel that you have no power in this. Look, Mao had his Red Brigade, Mao Zedong. Stalin had his brown shirts. Mao his red shirts. Mm-hmm. I write it plainly. Obama bought his own brown shirts and red shirts between BLM and Antifa. We have that in America. And it is time now that the conservatives, the Republicans on the right, I don't even want to say on the right. It is time God-fearing, law-abiding people develop their own brown shirts. Because we have to protect peaceful people, law-abiding people. Republicans don't even have the right to protest. If we try to protest, if conservatives try to, libertarians, these crazy people are going to converge you, plus the police will move to imprison you and stop your protest. We have so many things we need Trump to come back and fix that I wouldn't say was left undone, but Biden and there, you see, this is the madness. That's why I said Democrats know how to use power. As soon as Biden came into power, they reversed everything. What Trump needs to do this time is not just executive order. He has to codify everything into law. Don't leave it as just an executive order or a policy. Make it law. If we have the House, we get the Senate, get them to pass it into law and sign those damn bills to protect the American people.
That's right. But we got to get rid of all of these demonic bastards that want to and seeks to destroy America, that's getting paid off and selling out America to the highest bidder. And the next thing he's gonna have to do, everybody around him, he need to fire everybody. All of the leftovers, they need to be gone. Okay? They need to be dismantled. They need to be gone. I believe that President Donald J. Trump can run this entire country all by himself because he knows what needs to happen. I remember, go ahead.
No, I'm trying to say something you're saying. I didn't mean to cut you, because in case I forget, somebody like you, the kind of medium and the podium that you have in your audience, you're very powerful. You need to be calling President Trump out, and me too, and all of us who love America, we need to hold his feet to the fire. Because if we see him stacking that White House and people around him with the same people from the last time, we know we have a problem. President Trump can't bring those traitors. Do you remember when they called the election for Biden and they started to do all sorts of madness with J6? Nobody stood up for the man. Everybody went silent. Yeah. Everybody, but nobody.
My sister and I happened to be at the White House in the Red Room on November the 3rd during the election, looking at everything. He had invited us up there. And we were sitting there looking. And as everything started to go south, Bill Barr, his fat old Garfield looking behind started to walk out with his little finger up, tipping out. Ronna McDaniel, you can see her in the corner. It's like everybody's face started turning red as everything started happening. Rudy Giuliani, now he was at a table and he was trying to figure some stuff out. He was like, this ain't making sense. Something ain't going on. But all of these other heads, these traitors, they started tiptoeing out from around him. I'm like, look at him. Look at him. You can see the snakes just starting to move throughout the crowd. Okay? So we can see. Yes. So these people, they got to be. I hear Bill Barr now talking about wanting to work with Trump and all of that different stuff. I said Trump would be a damn fool to let that bastard back in around him. He'll be a damn fool. And let me tell you something, what they do with leftovers. What you do, if you don't eat your leftovers, what you do? You throw it out. Obama leftovers, Biden leftovers, they need to all be thrown out. These three-letter organizations, these unelected bureaucrats, they need to be fired. They need to be gone. They truly do need to be gone. President Trump, they didn't even confirm all of his confirmations, the people that he wanted to confirm. They didn't even confirm those people, but look at how he ran this country. Look at how he ran it. He didn't even have all of these different people in different places. Go ahead.
Yeah, Silk, and I'll remind your viewers, because it's something important, is really make you understand the magic of Trump. Remember, Trump didn't have Camelot like when Kennedy was there, Obama and there. Trump had a hostile minute one, hostile academia, hostile Democrats, hostile rhinos, 24/7. He had no air to breathe yet. And on top of that, the first 2 years of his presidency, Paul Ryan with Mitch McConnell conspired to thwart every move he made. Every move. Trump didn't get nothing passed. The fourth year was COVID, which was dead. That year was dead because you saw the disaster with the lockdowns and the coming vaccine and everything. Trump really did what he did in his third year. That one year of Trump's presidency. When you understand, you handicap Trump properly and you really look at the arc of that 4 year, you realize in 1 year, year three, the first two Paul Ryan stole and the fourth year was COVID. The third year, Trump accomplished all of his all of his policy adjustments. He had that economy January 2020 humming, 3.4% unemployment, every group, the highest labor participation rate, every single group said, we're going to vote for Trump. Market. Trump is unstoppable. Okay? Yes. In 1 year. Trump did from blacks. I come from the islands and your viewers should understand. On my mother's side, my great-great-grandfather was a colored, a black man. I come from the islands. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying Trump did more. So I could talk like this. Trump did more for black Americans in 1 year than Obama did in 8 years. And Obama and Biden.
8 years. Pardon me? And he's supposed to have been the first black president, but he was actually a biracial president because his mama was white and his daddy was black, okay, for Obama, all right? And I'm just telling the truth about that, all right?
Yes.
And he didn't do nothing for the black community. He lived in Chicago and he gave, $5 million or $5 billion to sanctuary cities up there in Chicago. But what did he do for the black people up there in Chicago? Just let you fall by the wayside, okay? So, Barack Hussein Obama, he can kiss my brown backside, is what he can do. That's what he can do. Barack Hussein Obama is nothing but a devil in disguise, y'all. Okay? That's all he is. Jim Crow Joe Biden, nothing but a devil in disguise. These people are all paid for and bought off. And the sad thing is that you got all of these three-letter organizations, you got the White House, you got our Congress members all conspiring to try to take down President Trump so that they can keep their gravy train going. And that is crazy to me with what they're trying to do. And I wanted to talk real quick. I got 2 minutes about the manufactured COVID pandemic that you said, yes, the PCR, process was used by, yes. You talked about how this here was all planned. This was all created. And when my sister and I talked about this, they called us conspiracy theorists. Back in March of 2020, we was like, something is not right. And that's what they call it. Real quick, what do you have to say about they call it a plandemic. I call it a planned scamdemic. So what you have to say about that? I got 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes. At a 50,000 foot level, I'm saying, after 4 years, and looking at all of the evidence, and my training is as an evidence-based medicine specialist. So I look at data, I look at facts, and I can say today that COVID was never a pandemic, number one. Number two, it was a fake pandemic driven by the PCR. PCR was not even a test. It was a process that amplified DNA. In other words, they took a process and they overcycled it so that every single person would test positive. And then we got to find out 95% false positive. So of every 100 people who tested positive, 95 were not. COVID was a PCR manufactured fake pandemic driven to by the lie of asymptomatic transmission. Up to today, you locked down and put on masks because they told you, Fauci and Burks, listen, you might be looking well and you're feeling well. You have no temperature. You're working. You're going to the gym. But you have COVID and you're spreading it asymptomatically. That's what they told you. And they had Susie getting response to take a 5-year-old son, Johnny, and put him below the bed in scared. She was scared because she thought that Johnny would be spreading it to granny and kill granny. It was just madness. Yeah. There was, up to today, we could find not one case. And among the viewers, somebody show me the data.
That's right.
I will debate that's anyone. Right. Show me one case of asymptomatic.
All it's going to be is a lie. Real quick, when you was last here, you know, we talked about Diamond. I want you to know, when you was last on, I had her insulin and my mother's insulin checked. And in the insulin, we found the quantum dots and the nanoparticles in both of their insulin. Under the microscope, you can clearly see the little lights blinking and working like it was forming some type of clock or connecting some type of, I don't know, connecting something underneath the microscope in their insulin. Okay. So when I talk about them mimicking certain symptoms of different things, this mess is in all of this stuff. Please, Dr. Paul Alexander, I got 10 seconds. Let everybody know where they can find your Substack.
Okay, so thanks very much, Silk. I write this daily blog. It's a Substack. And you just Google Alexander space COVID space news. So that's Alexander space COVID space news. Look, there's a $29 annual fee, but you don't need to pay. I run it for free. And you could comment. Please subscribe. I write every day. And please, Silk is a supporter as I provide scientific support to Dr. McCullough, Dr. Reish, Dr. Thorpe, to the wellness company. Go to twc.health. You'll find a lot of good information and support for alternative medicine, some good emergency prep kits, etc. Please take a look and make some decisions for yourself.
And use promo code DIAMOND when you go to twc.health. All right?
Use, and I'll end by pleading with you. Please, Diamond, Silk makes it right now, Diamond and Silk, but right now Silk, possible for people like me to come on this show, to talk to you, and she interviews everyone. Please support her, support her show, dig deep to keep her on air. We need her as to help us be the tip of the spear. Thank you very much, Silk, once again. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Paul Alexander. I love you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. All right, you all, be sure you all to visit twc.health. Use promo code DIAMOND. Don't forget, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family, you all, and pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond Soul Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. Join us Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
That's right.
Oh, it be going down over here.
You know
that. That's Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to see your face.
Your face.
In the place.
Boom.
About Grave Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic, it can be about anything. Gravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show, mm-hmm, and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know what everything I said. I don't want you to get a little hasty, but mm-hmm, I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1, mm-hmm, to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with, with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.